CIQC. The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
You ain't from around here, eh,
boy? Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Am I a very good girl?
Oh, Chad.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Oh, sad news today. Yes, Willem Bagg and Stephen Pickford, the Hands of Chad. That is not the sad news. The sad news is the Hands of Chad are leaving us.
Yes, the last broadcast on Travel World, Saturday mornings with Chad Kennemy.
Well, Chad, we've been working with you ever since we went on the air first time in April 97. And the massage man himself.
A two-time award winner from the Montreal Mirror, Best of Montreal.
Oh, this is awful. What happened to cause this, Chad? He's got a job or something like. No, I know what it is. Chad met a woman.
Yes, and she said, "There's no future in radio. Get a real paying job. Do this, do that. Can't play radio all your life."
That's true. Chad's off the market now.
She has a point. Right?
guess who's going to rule Chad's life now?
Yes.
Yes, he's not in control anymore.
It won't be the ratings game. It'll be the
ladies
game.
It's only been 3 weeks now. Come on.
And she's beginning her campaign. Have you read the latest issue of Maxim magazine? It outlines the whole campaign in detail. Well, the massage man himself, we're going to be switching to a new guy. Who are we going to pick on, Steve?
I don't know.
What kind of a campaign are we going to wage in next year's Montreal Mirror Best of Montreal?
Who's going to be the best in Montreal? I'll have to give that some deep thought.
Massage in the city. It can't be Chad anymore.
No, it has to be somebody associated with our show.
Oh, that's awful. Well, Chad, it's been great working with you. What can I tell you?
Much appreciate everything you've done for us.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. Well, most of the time it's been a pleasure.
We can't even air those Hands of Chad scripts anymore.
Well, you have to start working again. Well, we have to get Bonnie to open her mic down in Maryland and
yes.
participate.
Yes. She doesn't seem to want to.
Oh, I wonder why.
Our reputation has preceded us.
Yeah, some kind of a reputation. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a sad way to open the show anyway. Well, today we have... actually, we were reviewed in one of these PR magazines.
Yes, they call Lifestyle's Public Relations Newsletter.
They call us, the King of Travel Media now?
The King of Travel Media. The actual Dean of Travel Journalism will be on with us after 11:15.
Alan Fredericks, yes, Alan from Fredericks. Travel Weekly. I don't know what the King of Travel Media, Steve.
King of Travel Media.
I know that the King of All Media is the person we were accused of being the travel equivalent of. But that was Bill Luxton from CJOH.
Bill Luxton from CJOH, one of Peter Jennings' longtime friends. And he said, he looked at Willem and he said, "You are just like this
Howard
man,
Stern, yeah.
But you're anyway. The travel equivalent." So one day in Dollar Di Zormo, just like Bill Luxton has a park named after him in Nepean, they will name maybe Robbie's favorite dog run or something, the Willem Backus.
Well, they call my street Willem Backus Crescent or something like that. No, I don't.
They might.
Oh, yeah, one of these days, yeah.
One of these days, but remember to be...
They'll put a big fence around it, put a big sign, stuff, you know,
and of course,
off limits.
Of course, to match what the sign laws, the province of Quebec, there will be a hyphen between Willem and Backus.
Nobody ever
writes their name with a hyphen, but hey, that's the way it's supposed to be written.
Yeah, maybe they'll tell me to take the S off my last name. I don't know.
It will be Willem Backus.
S, yeah. Oh, God, please.
There has to be a warehouse somewhere for all those S's.
Yeah.
there's people who have to redefine their job in life. What did you do? I worked at Claude Neon making signs with the S's. I was an S.
I wonder who gets all those apostrophes, eh?
Apostrophes. Yeah, there has to be a warehouse. Somewhere.
Well, they have this sign law for the Liberty Works listeners.
Yes,
this
Liberty
sign
Works,
law in Quebec.
This is a case of government intervention, which we have to rail against.
Yeah, we have to rail against the government intervention. They told us to take all the apostrophes out of our signs. Apostrophe S's aren't French enough, apparently. And so that's what they've done. And long-time places had to take the apostrophe S. Oh, a big deal. Who cares? It's the same place. You walk in, it's the same stuff, same crap.
Everywhere you go, it's the same thing, but only a little softer. Everywhere you go, walk into one place, walk into another place. Sometimes you get jaded. You travel a lot, you say, here, City A, City C, City F. They all start looking the same.
Well, that's why, you know, you like to go to different hotels and stuff. But, I mean, the first night I spent in Honolulu after a flight delay, we were in, Honolulu Airport Hotel.
Probably used to be a Best Western or a Holiday Inn or something.
You wake up, you could be anywhere. Yeah, I have no idea what city am I in.
It's the generic qualities. That's how come when I travel to a new destination and I ask people, the convention bureau, and they're arranging a trip and they want to show you the area, I say, please, get me into some place that has something distinct about your neighborhood. Went to Savannah. It was a 12-room bed and breakfast with gas fireplaces and high ceilings, and it had a story about having ghosts and goblins living in the attic or something like that. Yes. But it was something unique. You want to stay at a place that reflects. Again, we talk about the Black Locust Inn in Waterbury, Len Vignola, some place unique. You could stay at the Holiday Inn down the road, or you could stay at the Black Locust Inn with Len Vignola.
Well, the Black Locust Inn, there's an inn that is definitely distinct. You will never think that you're in any other place but that place if you stay there. In fact, there's only two places we've ever been. I mean, the thing about hotel brochures and all that, it's all hype. You go there, and it's inevitably not anywhere near as good. As you see, it's just like movie previews. You know, you go to a movie and
they take the three best parts, and think you're going to get really that for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, they just—it's kind of like filler. It doesn't really matter. You just have those key scenes, and that's the story of the movie. But and the same thing with hotel sales brochures. The same thing. You know, there's a picture of this and a picture of that, and you're trying to match it up with your room. Doesn't quite look.
The room looks like it's the size of a football field. They use a wide-angle lens. I became quite jaded after doing a term paper during university, the launch of what was then part of Ramada, the Ramada Renaissance brand. They opened a property in Toronto, which has since changed affiliations many times. But the franchisee, he was telling me, oh, rooms aren't at this property. There's a mock-up in Phoenix at head office that we're doing for this. And, we used that from another hotel here, and it wasn't the property itself. So I look at hotel brochures now through a whole different set of eyes.
Well, it's even like the resorts down in Jamaica, like the Super Club's Hedonism Resort. You know, you go there, you take a look at the brochure.
You think, they're going to be young people, all in their swingers.
All these swingers, these young women, supple bodies in their 20s, and it's something Chad can't do anymore. Oh, poor guy. No, seriously, you go there, but you look at the brochure, and if you really look carefully, it's the same four models in every photo. The same four. You go down, and what do you see? It's like 50 men.
50 men.
Vic Phillips' age.
Two women. The average age in the 50s.
The age of my grandma. So,
well, it was a good case of marketing hype.
Well, actually, they're opening up a new brand, Hedonism 3.
Hedonism 3. It's a soft opening, and the official opening coming up at the end of this month. And some friends of ours are heading down there for some big events.
Yes, our friend Dan McAleer, actually, his minion is being sent down there.
Yes, he is sending somebody down there to do some production work. So, you can see some of his handiwork on the web soon. Sometimes you have to get on your own business to the far corners of Quebec, and that means taking a flight on Air Montreal, where you fly today for less than 50% of what other carriers charge on the same route. You call today, fly tomorrow, no need to stay a Saturday night or reserve 2 weeks in advance. Air Montreal to places like Bagotville, Val-d'Or, Rouen, Quebec City, the business centers of Quebec, leading from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free, no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 888-631-2111, on the internet at www.airmontreal.com.
Chad, let's roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Haunting your debt.
DIQC Montreal.
I sat with Dennis Bowden, financial planner, and asked him if there are any advantages in paying out monthly contributions to an RRSP.
The best thing to do when you are setting up your RRSPs is to look at what dollar cost averaging does. That means putting aside money on a monthly basis. By going in on a monthly basis, you're actually buying at a lower cost on a regular basis, sometimes at a higher cost, but overall you end up reducing your average cost, and you're getting your money into the RRSP, earning tax-free dollars a lot quicker than if you waited for the last minute in February to do your RSP contribution. So definitely, monthly contributions to your RSP is an excellent way of increasing your return and saving more taxes.
To reach Dennis Bowden, financial advisor at Merrill Lynch Canada, call 832-8378 or 1-888-688-7772. For more about financial planning, the personal touch, tune in every Monday 2 to 3 on AM 600 CIQC.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
It's the choice of gourmets, and it's the place where the choice is incredible. It's the Crystal Palace, 987 St. John's Road in Pointe Claire. If you like the spicy temptation of Sichuan cuisine, this is for you. For a deliciously adventurous dinner, try the gourmet's choice. You actually choose whatever you want, as many as you want, from more than 40 dishes on a tempting menu, and it's amazingly reasonable in price. Matter of fact, you can do the same thing at lunchtime. Make the most of the gourmet's choice, an exciting experience, noon or nighttime at the Crystal Palace, 987 St. John's Road in Pointe Claire.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Somebody bring me some water.
And our regards go out to Lita Polson, the Melissa Etheridge selection, Bring Me Some Water. She had a beautiful concert this weekend. I went there on Thursday night, did a four-hour show. Anybody who missed that concert really missed a hell of a thing. Melissa Etheridge loves Montreal, her first concert being here. And, of course, the last concert at the Forum was Melissa Etheridge. So it was a great show she put on. Yeah, so we were talking a little bit about the hotels there. We were going somewhere with our points of, you know, there's a lot of hype. And
always hype, just like the millennium hype, and lots of things get hyped up. And when you actually go someplace, does it meet its expectations?
That's the thing. The only two places we've ever been that actually exceed the brochure, that are better than the brochure, were the Caesars Pocono Palace and also the Black Locust Inn in Vermont, Len Vignola's place. It's kind of like the Newhart story, if you will.
The whole Newhart story.
A guy from New York, kind of after a successful career, takes his family up to Vermont and has an inn. This place is exquisite. You got to check it out. They're called theblacklocustinn.com on the internet. Go check it out. Better than the brochure. I guarantee it. The food is unbelievable. Waterbury is a great place to go.
The culinary capital of Vermont.
And actually, there's the very person who can talk about being jaded and, of course, overdone hype in travel.
Matt, who's been over 30 years in travel media, the dean of travel journalists, Alan Fredericks, vice president and managing editor of Travel Weekly, the influential international travel trade publication. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are things down in New Jersey this morning?
Well, we're pretty excited down here. We have both New York area Major League Baseball teams trying to get into the World Series.
Yes, you're a big ball fan.
Although the Mets look like they're not going to make it. They're down 3-0 to Atlanta. So
it'll probably be the Yankees and the Braves, the way it's shaping
up.
Well,
we're not counting our chickens. The Yankees need two more wins from Boston, and then they make it. And Atlanta looks like they're going to be there. So we're hoping at least one of the New York teams makes it.
Oh, I'm sure one of them will. Alan, you can actually pick us up in New York on WEVD, one of our Liberty Works affiliates.
Oh, yes, of course, 10:50. Huh?
Exactly.
Yep.
So we're even on the Coho, the Honolulu Hockey Stick Factory. So,
a station with great call letters. Well, you actually began your career in radio.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. I spent about 10 years of my youth as a disc jockey around the country, and occasionally still do some radio for CBS here in New York.
Any plans to get back into radio, like doing jamming oldies or anything?
No.
Well, maybe in my next life. but I don't think I'll go back into it full time. It's ironic because when I was in it, CBS never called. But well, years after I left, all of a sudden CBS asked me to come back and do some shows.
Now, there's another nebulous connection. CBS, of course, being the home station for the Howard Stern, the real Howard Stern. Yeah. In New York City.
The real Howard Stern. And we have the Howard Stern of travel. Willem Backus here behind the microphone. Let's go over some of the current news stories that are hitting the travel industry, Alan. Airline re-regulation has been a hot topic over the past year. Congress looking to pass more regulations, consumer protection, that sort of thing.
Yes, indeed. There have been some bills presented in Congress to that effect. As a matter of fact, the lobbying got so intense by the public that the airlines were forced about 3 or 4 months ago to announce a voluntary self-regulation program. And the airlines are now saying, in order to avoid this legislation, that they will take care of their own house and do the kinds of things that the public wants. For example, people don't like the idea that when there is a delay in an airline flight, that often there are no announcements. You know, you have no idea whether you're ever going to get off the ground, or if you're in the plane, whether you're ever going to get off the plane, those kinds of things. Also, we have this wonderful trend called code sharing. I'm sure you've talked about
that. Oh, yes, code sharing, yeah. Where you don't know exactly which carrier you're going to be flying on.
You think you're going to be on a 747, and you find yourself on an 18-seat airplane.
With no washroom.
That's right. And so the public and the government are saying, at the very least, the airlines ought to make it more clear to you that if you've booked on a particular carrier and you're changing flights, you may be on a different airline that shares that carrier's code. Those kinds of things have got the public pretty upset.
And another topic that they wanted to address was, can you refund a ticket or have a period of grace after buying a ticket to actually ask for a refund? And some carriers are saying, yes, we'll give you X number of hours or days, but others are saying only if you do it through a certain means, if you called
That's
us
right.
up. There is no firm standard as to how each of them are going to address
Another
this
wonderful
issue.
Trend is and it really is a wonderful trend, but like all new technology, it has its downside, is the so-called e-ticket. I don't know whether that's as prevalent in Canada, but
yeah.
I expect it is.
Oh, yes. We've had our fun with e-tickets.
The airlines push everyone to get an e-ticket, yes.
That's right. I'm suffering withdrawal symptoms from not carrying paper tickets anymore. But the good thing is, of course, that you can't lose an e-ticket. I mean, you know, your reservation is in the system when you get to the airline check-in. The bad news is if for some reason that flight doesn't operate, you haven't got a document in your hand that you can presumably take somewhere else and negotiate. So people have been disadvantaged by that. Now the airlines are beginning to do deals that say, okay, if we take e-tickets, we'll accept your e-ticket on our airline,
right.
Make it negotiable.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
When they canceled a flight, you'd have to stand in another line to get this paper in order to then go to another line to be reaccommodated on the other carrier.
Right. Of course, the paper ticket didn't always guarantee you that you'd be able to go from one carrier to another either, because there might have been restrictions on the ticket that the other airline wouldn't accept and so on. But with the e-ticket, it's not really a ticket. It's just an entry in a computer. And so airline A has to give you something to take you to airline B, and then you just pray that airline B will accept it.
Of course, with all technology, a reservation, if it was just an e-ticket, miraculously disappears from the system. And
oh, yes.
If you have at least something in writing, at least get the airline or your travel agent to fax you something in writing, an
right.
e-ticket receipt, and at least you stand a better chance if, for whatever reason, that reservation were to disappear into cyberspace, that, well, the person who has it in writing will be at least believed a little
That's
bit
right.
better.
That's right. Now, of course, the Internet is another hot topic everywhere in the world these days, and it's taking quite a toll on the legacy distribution system of ticketing here in the United States. We've got airlines selling their auctions on their own websites, and we've got outfits like Priceline.com. I'm sure you've heard about that.
Yes.
Yeah. And Priceline.com now has its clones, and the latest news is that, you know, Microsoft has its website called Expedia.com, which is an online travel agency, and they decided that the Priceline auction idea was a really good one, so they started their own version of it, and now Priceline is suing Microsoft.
I hope they win. That's it with Microsoft, eh? Copy an idea, claim it's theirs, and push everyone out of the business.
You have to get in line, I guess, to sue Microsoft these days.
Yeah. There'll be a few others in line for that. The thing with those tickets that you get at Priceline.com is if they are totally non-refundable and non-changeable. There was an article about that in your publication, actually, I was reading, and it becomes almost like a charter flight or that sort of thing. You're stuck with it.
Well, they're doing a lot of business, though. They're doing a tremendous amount of business. And now, of course, we have travel agents who are already beleaguered because they're getting lower commissions than ever from the airlines. And just this past week, United started the ball rolling again and cut travel agent commissions down to 5%. Which is about half of what it was when I broke into the business some years ago. And so many travel agents are saying they're not going to sell airline tickets to the public unless the public pays a fee that makes up for what they're losing in commissions from the airline.
Service charges, yeah.
Service charges to cover the cost. One day we will see, and it is coming, totally net pricing, and I don't know why they haven't gone that way. I mean, making it 5% is a joke. It should totally be net pricing.
Well, a lot of people, especially travel agents, think that's where it's going, and many of them are prepared for it. I mean, many of them are charging service fees and finding that they're customers are willing to pay them because they're getting better service from the agents than they can get in many instances waiting on the phone to talk to the airlines or standing in long lines at the airport.
If you check with us, one airline, they're not going to tell you about the different deals that might be out there through tour operators or consolidators where you could be flying the same airline, but for example, know of many instances where they have fares where you don't have to stay a Saturday night, that sort of thing, which are being offered through tour operators, but these are unpublished, bulk, negotiated fares.
Absolutely.
The airline's not going to tell you that a ticket to Los Angeles when you don't stay a Saturday night, normally maybe $2,000, $3,000, oh, we're selling it through a tour operator for $500.
Now, the other fun story that's out there right now is the story of what's going to happen on the Millennium Weekend in terms of travel. We've done some research that suggests that a pretty substantial number of people are going to stay home that weekend, although some, of course, are taking advantage of the many opportunities to go on Millennium Tours and Millennium Cruises. And you can even take the Concorde and celebrate the Millennium at least twice in different continents, if you're so inclined. I personally am not so inclined.
No, I think I'll stay home. Why don't we just continue on that thought after the break, Alan Fredericks?
Chad,
we'll continue on.
All this work's got to make you hungry. This is your cue. It's your last chance to do this.
Last chance to be a big radio
star.
You're already eating that pizza. Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember. 383-6000 for real great pizza, Montreal style. Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Stay listening to Travel World on AM 600 Montreal and across America on the Liberty Works radio network.
At least for form, Chad. Tell us that you could sure use a pizza.
Oh, I could really use a Pizza Donini pizza.
Yeah, I bet you could. Just like us.
Just like us.
We're roll on the break, Chad.
AM 600. Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
CIQC, Montreal.
Quick question. How are you? Any health problems in the last 4 months? No? Great. Next time you buy medical travel insurance, it'll cost less. With Bel Air Direct, you can spend winter in the sun. Our complete medical coverage ensures that blue skies lie ahead. There's no medical exam, and you've already answered our medical questionnaire.
To find out more about our travel insurance and the savings you'll enjoy, call 1-877-874-5433. Bel Air Direct, your direct line to savings.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Brides-to-be, don't miss Welcome Wagon's free bridal showcase, October 19th at the Renaissance, 7550 Henri Bourassa East in St. Leonard. Doors open at 7 p.m. Enjoy a dazzling fashion show staged by Emmy Fair. Each bride receives a free gift bag, plus the chance to win great door prizes, including the grand prize dinnerware set courtesy of the Linen Chest. Call now for your free invitation for two, 694-4919. That's 694-4919. Sponsored in part by AM 600.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
This autumn, fall in love with the beautiful imported furniture at Princess Furniture. And then fall for the fabulous one-time-only savings happening right now. This month, save on prestigious brand names like Lexington, Hooker, Pulaski, American Drew, and lots more. It's a truly spectacular collection. For a preview of limited internet offers only, visit princessfurniture.com or visit their showroom at 2635 Belanger, corner of 2nd Avenue. Princess Furniture, Montreal's finest imported furniture.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you, attract and captivate you? Tell me, does she miss you, existing just to kiss you, like the way I do? Tell me, does she want you?
Nothing quite like a good dose of Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, she really enjoyed that concert.
She was there this week. She did that song. She did two songs live. She did The Only One, and she did this one, right, one after the other. Unbelievable performance. It was well worth going, and I would go again. Next time she's in Montreal, I'm there again.
And she's touring across North America.
Wow. That is one kind of a concert and a show that definitely exceeds the hype. I mean, we all know about
things.
Hype.
We all know about hype, and probably the person who knows more about hype than even us is Alan Fredericks, the Vice President and Managing Editor of Travel Weekly. We're talking about hype for the millennium. It's some of the tour operators and are being burdened with maybe some excess capacity. They tried to overhype it and overindulge themselves by increasing the prices.
Well, I think there's been so much written about Y2K, and there's so much apprehension, probably largely unfounded, about what might happen that weekend, that a large percentage of people are saying, you know what, I think I'll sit by the fireplace and contemplate my navel rather than take a chance and going somewhere. But then you always have your very adventurous people and your people who want to make, personal history. There are people that are flying out to places like Fiji and New Zealand to be among the first on the planet to see January 1st, 2000 dawn. And there are people, as I say, flying the Concorde so they can celebrate the millennium at least twice. But you're quite right. There's still a lot of available space on millennium packages.
When they start selling tickets to Florida for $1,500 at that period of time, and hotel rooms that are normally $150 going for $700 with a 10-night minimum, I start to wonder why people
are
actually doing it.
Of course, you can always fly to Las Vegas, Stephen, and check into the MGM Grand and get yourself a ticket to hear Barbara Streisand give a performance
that
evening, and it'll only cost you several thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Pay me to go to a Barbra Streisand concert.
And isn't it supposed to be perhaps her last concert or something? That's what they're billing it as.
You can go across town in Vegas and hear Bette Midler if you'd prefer.
Bette Midler, maybe. I think Barbra Streisand could make more money by charging people for, you know, for every $100,000 she gets, she'll do one less show.
Just like on PBS pledge drive, we will one less.
You're going to get some letters from big Barbra fans.
Oh, fine. Then they can pay for the show. But, no, I mean, if we're talking about Barney the Dinosaur, too. The same thing. They had a pledge drive.
Maine Public Television, they said, well, we'll have one less hour of Barney for every $100,000 you pledge. they met their pledge targets in record time.
How much is it worth to you for me to stop?
We will continue.
I love news. You love news.
Just on and on and on. The two Barneys or the two Pierres.
Oh, my
goodness. Which is worse.
Yeah.
That's great.
My goodness. Now, well, we were talking earlier before you were on the air about the different kind of hype we saw in hotels, Alan. I mean, you having been traveled probably 10 times more than even Stephen and I, what places do you find? We find there's two hotels we've been to that exceed the brochure, believe it or not. Which place have you been to that actually do that?
I'm not thinking so much of hotels, but, you know, I heard you talking about that before I went on the air with you about the travel that has exceeded your expectations.
Yeah.
And the place that came to mind, and I guess it's Mont-Saint-Michel.
Mont-Saint-Michel.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Have you ever been there?
No, but I've been to Boulevard Saint-Michel. That's in Montreal.
Not quite. And not Mont-Saint-Hilaire.
If you ever get a chance to go across the pond to that other French-speaking country and get over to Mont-Saint-Michel, it really is the most spectacular sight I've ever seen in all my years of traveling.
Alan,
but you're quite right. You know, sometimes the advertising does exceed the reality. I mean, there, you know, at the worst end, you've seen pictures of hotels occasionally, not often, but you see a picture of a hotel and it looks like it's on the beach, and then you get to the place and it's across the street from the beach.
Yeah,
there's a six-lane highway in between.
Yeah, they just kind of fixed the picture in the brochure to make it look like it's right on the beach.
Yeah.
But again, without, you know, hyping, to use your word, the value of travel agents. I think that's one of the reasons people go to travel agents, because if you talk to someone who's been there, they can tell you something about what you're about to experience so that your expectations are aligned with the reality better than they might otherwise be.
Many people think, you know, they pay the lowest price and they still expect to get that five-star service. And again, there is that price-quality relationship as well.
And, you know, like everything else in life, pretty much you get what you pay for, you know. There are some marvelous places to go. There's a new organization called the Leading Small Hotels of the World. They have some of the great hotels in Europe and in Asia. The catch is the average room rate is $500 a night.
Ooh.
And, you know, if you've got that kind of money, and in today's economy, by the way, there are people, lots of them, who have that kind of money.
Now, Stephen's got a customer, if you mention a room rate for less than $600, he goes, $600, what is wrong with that?
There are people...
I got a great story. I don't know how much time you got.
Well, we got around 5 minutes.
I got a great story for you guys. I was on a trip recently with a colleague, and we came back to New Jersey rather late, and we had to stay at a hotel near the office because we had an early meeting. And we checked into a hotel across the street from the office, and we both had reservations, but there was only one room left. So my colleague, being very kind to his older friend, said, you take it. And he went off in the rain, by the way, at about 4 o'clock in the morning to a nearby hotel. And meanwhile, the fellow was checking me in, and he said, oh, your friend left. I had a gift for him.
Oh.
And I said, what do you mean, a gift? And he said, well, he was our guest of the day.
Oh.
The guest of the day, but we don't have a room for him.
I said, well, you might want to consider next time as part of your gift package for the guest of the day to give them a room.
Oh, that was good. What was it? Probably one of those complimentary match packs or...
That's right. That was a nice little... I took the gift, of course. You don't want it to go to waste.
Yeah. What did they give him, by the way? The
chocolates were really good.
Oh, you mean like the little silver chocolates they leave anyway?
He never knew the difference.
No.
He got his gift when he got to the other hotel. People, if they have... no matter what type of supplier, if they actually meet whatever they advertise, it can be a budget property or a first class five star, if they deliver the
Absolutely.
Product as they've advertised it, hey.
Absolutely. Within a few short streets of my office, there are about five or six hotels, because I'm in an industrial park in northern New Jersey, and there's one across the street called the Hampton Inn. I don't know if you have those.
Oh, we love the Hampton Inn.
We've stayed at many Hampton Inns in our time.
Yeah, and you know, the rates are the lowest in the area, and I'm not doing a commercial. I don't get paid by the Hampton Inn. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, there's no restaurant, for example, in that hotel. There is a very nice complimentary breakfast in the morning in the lobby with, you know, fresh rolls and juice and such. But you know, when you go there, you're going to pay less, and, you know, you're not going to have all the services you're going to find in a Hilton or a Sheraton or a Marriott. But that's fine, you know. You know what you're going to get, and you get it, and you pay a reasonable price for it.
And that's the same reason for the success of Southwest Airlines: on-time performance, reasonable fare, frequency of service. They've delivered on their marketing promise.
Right. You're not going to get haute cuisine, you know, but you're going to get there. You're going to get from point A to point B, and they're going to be friendly to you, and, you know, and you pay a reasonable price.
I think that really sums it up. There was a... we were at one of those trade show kind of things, and there was the guy from Mexico Tourism, and he kind of summed it up with the saying that it's the expectations you got to bring in line with reality.
Absolutely.
And that's what our job
has
got to be.
That's what it's all about.
Because, you know, you can go to a place like Motel Louise, which is now called Motel Lindbergh in Quebec City, and if you have an idea of what this place is really like, you know, it's not the, you know, not a big place. It's going to be a little cheap, not too much there. Then you're going to get there and say, well, it's not so bad. But if you have another place that you're going to go to, and it's hyped to be this great big super fancy schmancy place, and
Absolutely.
You get in there, and it could be 10 times better than the Lindbergh, you're going to sit there, what on earth have I paid all this money for?
I mean, if I go to McDonald's with my family, you know, I know what I'm going to get, and I know what I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I don't expect, you know, the kind of meal I'm going to get at the Four Seasons restaurant in
right.
Manhattan. But if I go to a restaurant in Manhattan that charges me Four Seasons type prices, and I get a meal that isn't as good as McDonald's, I have a problem.
Exactly, yeah. So, anyway, that was one of the things we were talking about. And places that do not live up to the hype. I mean, you must have seen a million of brochures that, you know, super-duper fancy-schmancy. It's kind of hard to
impress. The
press
kits come in, and they cross my desk, and I get emails every day, and press kits coming in, and that it overwhelms you after a while. They all start looking the same, too.
You might be better off actually going for vacation in the printing plant that printed the brochure.
Yeah, actually.
The stock photo library where they took all the photos.
Just sit around with the pictures for a while and say, gee, what a great vacation.
It's funny, you sit in the... Stephen's got this library with all his brochures and whatnot, and even ones from the past. And we start comparing brochures and say, wait a minute, that photo from this hotel brand was in that brochure 3 years ago. We start matching it up. It's amazing.
And here's a question for you guys. Do you think we're going to have virtual travel someday where you walk into some place and you say, I've got 15 minutes and I'd like to go to Venice?
They have
take you
that.
Into a booth, yeah. And you put on some earphones and they take you to the Grand Canal.
I'm sure they might do that. I mean, they have that to some extent, but
it's not
like
going to be
thing.
The same as actually experiencing. You can always recreate an atmosphere of some sort, but you'll never get that same experience as interacting with the people. I think it's the people that make the actual travel experience.
Exactly.
What's that song say? Ain't nothing like the real thing, right?
Nothing like the real thing. We're coming up to 11:45 Eastern Time. I'd like to thank you, Alan Fredericks, taking a half an hour or so out of your Saturday morning to join us here on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks
Have
a lot,
Have a great
Alan.
Weekend, Alan.
Bye-bye.
The very last time I'm ever going to be able to say this, Chad... Roll the break.
Every time you call my name,
oh, Chad.
I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire.
Yeah.
Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
AM600 Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter,
Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
When it comes to your favorite brand names and looking your very best, Cavendish Mall is where to shop at this season. Quality selection and styles you'll love from Ralph's, Petit Mac, Delavanti, Global Girl, Zara, Swell, and Elizabeth Hager. Cavendish Mall, where you'll find a unique choice for all your necessities from Kohl's, J&R Kosher, Le Coupe, Stokes, Hallmark, Canadian Tire, Maxi's, Pharmaprix, and Kaplan Duval 2000. Huge playground, restaurants, cinemas, and stores. Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
CIQC.
Third break, mourning the loss of the hand of Chad. Chad is leaving us. Must be the woman in his life.
Sad day.
Telling
here.
Him what to do.
Not related.
Well, with the woman is not related to you. That's a relief to hear.
That's the first thing I look for in a woman.
Yes, didn't come from those.
He didn't go to a family reunion.
Family reunion down in Alabama or Arkansas.
Oh boy. Without the hands of Chad here, there are certain expressions we're never going to hear again. We won't hear people described as kind of a hottie until she became a radical feminist and stopped shaving her legs.
Or beaten with an ugly stick.
Yeah, we won't hear that. Or
some others that are not fit for family radio.
Yes.
Well, we have a couple of people on the line. Let's get to them as we wrap up the hour.
Yeah, well, we were talking just before we get to Mitch Michaels. We were talking earlier about a news item, how the Canadian, what was it, the Canadian Dairy Council?
The Museum of Science and Technology in Ottawa came out earlier this week, and they've since sort of rescinded that order, that the cows at the National Agricultural Museum in Ottawa should not be named after people. They should be named after sort of generic names, you know, Bossy instead of Bessie.
Yes. Well, in related news, of course, the governor of Michigan has
proclaimed that there shall be one name for all bovines in his state.
Speaking of, and now that we have online a man who's actually had sex with a cow from Michigan, Mitch Michaels, still in a report, For on Montreal, believe it or not,
yes,
for our
noted Montreal-based comedian. Good morning, Mitch.
That was never proved.
Never proved, but just hearsay on the internet.
Guys, before I go on, you've got to talk to your arranging people because they asked me where I wanted to transmit my first assignment from. I said I wanted to go to that beautiful city with the diverse culture, and I wanted to transmit from Notre Dame's Basilica, and they sent me to Notre Dame de Grasse.
Well, they could have been worse. They could have sent you to White Horse or Yellow Dive or BFE. I don't know.
BFE.
I don't know about that, but I had trouble using my e-ticket on the MUCTC bus, and they gave me a hassle about that. I had to hitchhike here.
And where did you actually end up with all that noise in the background? It sounds like you're in the middle of a WWF conference.
I'm actually in a Montreal landmark. I am at Cosmo's Deli at 5843 Sherbrooke Street West.
Yes, that is a landmark. Great place to eat.
I am being treated like a king here. They're getting ready to hang, draw, and quarter me after usurping my throne.
Yes. You mean you spent that long in the can?
Well, you know what I say.
Yes.
Remember, this is the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting.
Describe the area.
The area is wonderful. Notre Dame, you can find every type of people here. It's the type of area where everybody gets along. I'm sitting here with Greeks, Italians, Jews, Chinese, a little Vietnamese guy who looks pretty lost. And Nick, Nikki, and Johnny are serving breakfast to everybody in the same way. And you look outside, the trees are beautiful, the foliage is great. You can drive down Sherbrooke Street West from Decarie until Cavendish and see every color of the rainbow and more. It's just a wonderful area to be in. The weather's beautiful here, and I think Lucien Bouchard is outside getting stoned by a group of angry rights activists.
Who put their car in the parking lot that said parking for English only.
Well, there was a whole uproar earlier in the year when the VIP stickers had to be translated to French. I don't know what happened with that, but we're going to get back to the mayor of Montreal, Mr. Bourque.
You got 20 seconds, Mitch.
I have 20 seconds, so let me tell you that come down to Sherbrooke Street West in NDG. It's a great area of town. The travel show, you never concentrate on the one city in North America that's the most beautiful of all, the most European cosmopolitan area in North America. Come to Montreal.
You better believe it.
Yeah,
that's why we live here.
Great recommendation, and that is an
Mitch,
area.
Mitch, thanks for your report. We got a public announcement to make, or a public service, a PSA. Yes, a missing pug dog named Montgomery, not Mark Montgomery. Gender male, breed pug, age 2 years, was last seen in the Brownsburg-Lachute area, week of September 20th, 99. I don't know if our signal actually goes there.
I didn't do it. Nobody saw me do it. Can't prove a thing.
Oh, you're talking about the Lapeer bovine. Montgomery has an eye infection and needs medication. If you have any information for Montgomery, this is actually, it's a real PSA. This is not a parody.
No. You never know.
Call the station at 790-0600. Speak to the operator on duty. And if you're lucky, you can actually arrange yourself a date with the hand. No, not anymore.
Hands
of Chad. He's taken. Oh, no, the man. We need a song like Taps or something, Morning, because Chad's off the market.
So if you find the dog, call the station,
540-790-0600.
Mitch Michaels, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. And
thanks for having me, guys.
Great talking to you.
We move from one man about town in Montreal
to
our
man
about
town
in Toronto. In
Toronto television producer Jerry Wagshall. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey guys, how you doing?
It sounds like you're in the same place as Mitch.
I am on the corner of Clark and Royal right now. Outside of Beauty's where I left because my colleagues didn't want me to talk on the phone while they were eating bagels and eggs and bacon.
Well, you're in town, huh?
I'm in town.
Oh, yeah.
The theme of today is Escape from Toronto. And,
if you can.
Where do you plan to escape to? Where do you plan to escape to?
Talk to you about going to the Gatineau Hills to see some of the leaves that are happening at this time of the year.
Gatineau?
Beautiful to see, and for free, that means you don't have to pay.
Oh, the favorite price.
You can take a walk on King Mountain in Gatineau Park. There's a small mountain with an awesome view named after Mackenzie King. You can also see his old residence where he lived with his mother for quite a long time and wander the grounds around there. We like to stay at the Westin when we're there because it's got a very convenient location. It's connected to shopping. It's a luxury hotel with a business center that I like to use as well. So that works out pretty well. And, of course, just to mention to you, I drove there last week over Thanksgiving weekend, and it took me 8 hours to get to Ottawa from Toronto. So you can imagine that I would really think that taking the train is a much better idea.
It took you 8 hours to get from Ottawa to Toronto?
From Toronto to Ottawa or from Montreal to Ottawa. Because forget driving, it's just impossible. And Via 1 is a relaxing, convenient way to travel. Like I say, if you've ever taken 8 hours, which is double the time it took, it usually takes, it's definitely something you want to think about. You can eat and feel relaxed when you get there.
Double the time it takes Chad.
Always great to take the train. Always great.
All right. And Chad, we're going to miss you, man. One last thing. Upcoming on another show, we're going to be talking to you about a destination in the Caribbean where I'm also going to escape from Toronto. It's called Antigua.
You've noticed
it's getting cold now. It's time to think about someplace hot. It's a Caribbean destination in a beautiful former English colony. Mm-hmm. Just to mention that Air Canada has got a seat sale on right now. For $569, you can actually fly return. There's flights every Saturday, coming back every Saturday, so once a week. The sale ends towards the end of October.
October 27th.
That's correct. You always know that stuff. And the planes that they're using are 76 767s with executive class seating in the front. So here I am from Montreal, and I got a question. I don't know if Mitch is gone, but one thing I'd like to know is, why does everyone who works at Cosmos name Nick?
Well, that's not much of a stretch in Montreal. Everybody at a restaurant is either Nick, Jimmy, George, or Spiro, so you just...
Yeah, but it's Nick. But you see, the son's name is Nick, and the daughter's name is Nikki.
Yeah.
And I think the father's name is John, but it doesn't get... I mean, those guys have been working there for like 15 years. I remember them there from when I used to live there, and I'm just... It's just bizarre.
Jerry, you got Nikki? 10 seconds, man.
All right. Well, that's it for now. Here I am in Montreal. It's been an escape from Toronto. Go to Antigua. The seat sale is on until October the 27th. Take VIA instead of driving when you want to go to Ottawa from Toronto.
You
or
got
from
it, Jerry.
Montreal.
3, 2, 1.
Take care, Jerry. Great talking to you again.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, goodness gracious.
Everyone said outdoors, eating, getting outside in the fall foliage.
We're
beautiful sunny day. Time to get outside and next.
Well, we're gonna get. We got to get out more. That's what they tell us.
We have to get out more. Come out of our shells.
Say goodbye to our hands of Chad, the massage man himself. We're gonna miss you, bud.
Well, you know, I'll still be listening and making fun of you. Don't worry.
Well, that's good. But rather than make fun of us behind the glass. But
that's it.
Oh man. So you're gonna be working what at the repair shop there? You're gonna be fixing cars.
Well, I'm still working here on Sundays.
Okay. Oh, you're still working here on Sundays. Oh, I see. I see. Well, anyway, it was good having you on the show.
Have real pleasure working with you.
We're going to have to say hello to Alex now. Alex will be our new permanent op.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, good. Well, we got to make up a whole new set of
an intrigue. Create the whole
hands of Alex. I can hear.
No, that's too much.
No,
we have to do something.
You're the only massage man around. We still have to arrange one Saturday where you do the live massage on air. Because actually, from what we heard, Jessica Moore wants to have a massage competition.
She's in San Francisco now, so we can fly you out to San Francisco and you can have the...
We did. We flew him to San Francisco.
Yes, he was in San Francisco once.
To make the Hands of Chad Across America tour.
That's where it all began.
A bad place to start, by the way.
Speaking of which, you went out with Bruce, and I don't know why you did this, Chad, because you knew we'd use it on the air. When you and Bruce stayed over...
Yeah.
Why
I
did you...
I did Lovelock, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you heard it already. Thank you.
Well, the memories continue, and next Saturday, I'll be down in Raleigh-Durham. Travel World Golf Tournament. Vic Phillips, Canada's Centennial Anchorman, along with WNCN Raleigh's Sharon Delaney. Getting a taste and a feel of the triangle, and visiting our friends.
Yeah, my favorite occupation.
WBZB 1090 down in Raleigh. That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show, simulcast on AM 600 CIQC Montreal, the world's first radio station, and beamed across America and around the world on the Voice
Liberty
of
Works.
Truth in Broadcasting, the Liberty Works
Radio
Network. Check them out on the web at www.libertyworksradio.com. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm the Hands of Chad.
Join us again next week and with a holy lot. Take care, man.
Lost it.